You guys are kind of quiet.
Recording.
Ah. That was really ominous. I like that.
Recording.
Oh, Monty, did you trip, bro?
He always trips.
He did a little sidestep.
He's a trippy trip, trip boy. Ooh. Trip,
oh.
Trip, trip.
Oh.
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 Whoa.
All right, sick.
Sick.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thanks for that intro.
That's the intro. All right. Sick.
Welcome
hey, guys. Welcome to the Project One Dance Podcast. My name is Josh.
I thought you were going to do the intro
Where we talk about dance, life, and everything.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to the P1 Dance Podcast, where we talk about dance, life, and anything in between. My name is Josh, and with me hosting today is Ryan.
Oh, do I? Should you introduce me, or should I introduce myself?
Either. Which, if you want to say your own name, you can say your own name.
No, I think you introduce me.
Okay. And then at the end, you can outro me.
Yeah, I'll just be like, sup.
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 Cool. And we have a special guest today, our final of the P1 members in interviewing.
Yes.
Please introduce yourself, person.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
That's right. This is Amanda.
I've been here before, just chilling, but now it's
now
my...
Now it's her
I'm
time
special.
To shine.
Yes.
Her time in the limelight.
Yeah, her,
her time to limelight.
Her time in
her
the
time
limelight.
In limelight.
Yes. It's your turn to take the stage.
Yes.
All right. Here I go.
Fantastic.
All right. Okay.
Great start. Awesome.
So, today we're interviewing Amanda, getting to know her story. As always, there's time codes if you want to hop around in the podcast, listen to our other segments. But for now.
Cool.
Let's start. Hop into it.
Let's kick it off. So, Amanda, please tell us, where did this dance journey begin?
Oh.
How did you start?
So, it's interesting. So, there's like kind of different layers to it. So, first layer, me and Wendy did fizzy together, which is like...
What is fizzy?
I don't know how to explain it. It's like calisthenics, but not as cool.
Okay.
I'm sorry for everyone who does the fizzy. No, it's not... not as many tricks.
That's 100% of our audience. How dare you?
All the fizzies out there.
So, we did that when we were like 10 or 11.
Yep.
And then after like two terms, we like stopped. So that's the beginning of our dance journey.
That was you and Wendy as well.
Yeah, that's when we started.
Okay, there we go. We didn't find that out from Wendy last time. So Wendy didn't tell us she was a physio before.
Yeah.
Physio. And then after that, I used to learn a lot of K-pop chori in my bedroom when I was from, because like I've been into K-pop since I was like 12, from like year 6 till now.
Yes. Until present.
Yes.
But this day.
Not as much now, but definitely way more when I was little.
You're like a fan girl?
Yes, a little bit. I had posters in my room, but that's a different story. Anyway.
What are they, like, BTS fans called?
Army.
I thought they were Army.
I mean, I was a shawol to begin with. Ow. My hand.
What did you just say?
A shawol. Shawol.
For which group is that?
Shiny.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my first group. Love Shiny. I
remember someone asked us if we were going to come up with a name for our fans. And I have no idea what we'd call them. What would we call them? The Ones?
Do we have fans?
I don't think we have.
We have some fans.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Yeah. Yes.
They asked and said, eventually you're going to come up with a name for us. And I actually didn't think about
it. We need to. So that they can, I don't know.
Or they
meet
could
each
be,
other,
it could
have
be
a community.
Our friends.
First, gotta be more specific. Because
I mean, we could use one, or we could use project, or we could use none of those,
and just make
and
it
just
completely,
like, just make something completely
or
different.
Prawns.
Prawns. Prawns is actually not bad.
It's not bad.
Our prawns.
Welcome,
hey, prawns.
Our prawns.
Y'all, our prawns.
So
welcome, prawns.
Welcome, prawns.
I don't know.
Back
but
to
then
project
that's
podcast.
Almost like we're talking down to the
hey, prawns.
Prawns.
No, like,
okay, it'll be a work in progress.
Even
work in
like progress. Just like some like the ones.
The ones.
Or
that's
like, or, you know,
that's all right. That's simple.
Real one. You a real one.
You
real
one.
One. Welcome to the ones.
Anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Back to questions.
But yeah, I was so like that was pretty much like me starting to learn how to dance. Just learning K-pop chori in my bedroom, just like, ooh, yeah, get it. Mm.
Sick.
But apart from that, I wasn't too interested. I just like K-pop, so I just learned the chori.
Mm.
But later, Wendy's sister, I'm just going to retell the story because...
Good. No, tell
oh,
us.
Oh, we'll do it again.
Tell us.
Wendy did say it, but pretty much Wendy's sister was friends with people from PB, like Lekanon and all that. And she like that, there was that connection. And Wendy and another friend of ours was like, oh, okay, we're going to start dancing there. Do you want to come with? And I was like, I don't know if I want to. I'm not that into dance. I just like K-pop. I was just like, I guess. I mean, I'll come just for fun. I might do it for like a term and then stop.
Yeah.
And then I went in and then I ended up really, really enjoying it. And term two, kept on doing it. Term three, kept on doing it. And we got an invitation around term two at the same time as you guys.
Yep.
But we thought it was a mistake. So we thought it wasn't for us. But Chip later clarified those invitations were for us. No. So we could have joined Project
Even though
One.
I'm fairly sure your name was on
it. Our names were on it, but
it
we're
was
like,
dear Amanda, please come to tryouts.
Wow, imagine being that humble. That
she's
like, no,
this is not for me. This is another Amanda.
So both of us were like, nah, it's not for us. So we just ignored it. And we could have been in Project One at the same time as you guys.
But no.
But yeah, nah, we decided, nah, it's not us. And then another two terms later, we got another invitation. And we're like, Oh, this is for us. Oh, okay, maybe we should audition.
She probably thought, like, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's probably what he thought. But then we kept on dancing there. So he's like, okay, so why didn't they come to the first auditions? So, yeah, we went to the second auditions. And then both of us got in. I bit my entire routine from what I curry to.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, push.
Gang, I did not make a routine. Unprepared.
Woo. Still got in though.
Still got in.
Low expectations.
Set the bar low.
Yeah, it's fine.
Then
it's
you
fine.
Succeed always.
But yeah. And then got into Project One. That was like big happy days moment.
Yeah.
And big then happy days. Yeah, that's how my dance journey began.
That's how it began.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that was almost it was almost a good thing that you guys joined later, I think.
Yeah.
Because at that point when you guys joined, like both of you had extreme growth, you know, and then you guys stepping into our crew and
made everyone
like,
else go, oh,
yeah, because
to be better,
you know, we're like, oh, we've been in the crew a term longer or whatever. But then you guys joined and you're better than most of us. So then we're like, oh.
I remember how it used to feel as well, because there were two hip hop classes when it started. Oh, actually, in the first two terms, there was only one hip hop class. It was Hip Hop Foundations.
Yeah.
And then later, after term two, after the auditions happened, it was Hip Hop Level 1 and Hip Hop Intermediate. So there was no Level 2, it was just Level 1 and Intermediate.
Yep.
And, well, it's Hip Hop Beginners at that time, actually, not Level 1.
Mm.
But me and Wendy were still in Level 1. And then all of you guys were in intermediate. And then we're like, okay. And by the time we got into intermediate, none of you were in intermediate. And we weren't a part of Project One either. We're like, bounced. Okay, we'll never be in the same class as these people. Because you guys
That's
were like,
That's why I
locking,
like never
breaking.
Met you guys before.
Right. Yeah.
Like before you actually came to the class, like the crew. And like, I remember you tried out and like, I was sitting there watching you guys. And I was like, who are these girls? I was like, I've never met them. But obviously, literally because like, we're just never in the same class.
Yeah. Because all of you were like locking, breaking, half.
That's when they all started to like, we all started to get new classes. And Chip had that deal where we got to take every single class.
Yeah, so we were just
if
like,
if we were in the crew, we got to take anything. So.
And by the time we got to intermediate, you guys weren't interested in hip hop anymore.
Right, later.
So it was just us two.
Deuces.
It's fine. Us two and Mitchell. Mitchell, yeah.
Sick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Mitchell. For those of you who don't know, Mitchell was a member who was in Project One for a while.
For a little while.
During our time.
Yep.
But then he left and went to America.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he's like a model now.
Wow. So he still dances, I think.
He still dances. Yeah. Good on him. Mitchell, if you ever see this, we haven't forgotten about you.
Yes.
We love you, man.
You're a real one.
You're a real one.
Like, not as in you're a fan. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Like, as in,
oh,
like,
no.
As in, like, you're a real one.
You're a real one. You were in this.
You real Project One. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So one of the most interesting things and I think the funniest things of Amanda's journey was the stalking phase that she had.
Right.
So
before
please explain what this phase
was. Yeah, before you joined Project One.
Yeah. Please explain this phase to us.
Yeah, I was a bit crazy. So like,
good start.
If anyone knows me in real life, I'm just really good at finding people on social media, okay? It's just like a weird talent. I feel like a lot of girls have this, but like not all girls. I feel like a lot do because we're just good at stalking. Anyway.
I think you have a particular talent.
Amanda has
it.
Like FBI like investigation worthy.
Legitimate. There was this one person at a comp who I thought was really cool and I was like, I want to find them. And then I found them and I don't know how I did it, but like
yeah, as
it's
well,
a talent.
Like at HHI, was it last year?
Yeah.
There was someone who was teaching a different Japanese crew.
Yeah.
And then Chip was like, oh, who is that? And then you were like, boom, that's who it is. And then we were like, what? But how do you find this
there's
person?
There's been multiple times where she's done that. Like,
yeah.
Was it you who found Jackson's female doppelganger?
Yes, yeah. I did find them. Also, so, Mal found them too. But yeah. Like, it was like a joint effort, that one.
There was a random person.
Yeah. Who, a model.
Who someone found. And then, you know, Amanda found her social medias and all that to find more photos. And I just thought, how with like no information...
Do you find
someone?
You just got to have at least one little bit of info and then you're so on like, your way.
What piece of info is like crucial to you, do you think?
Just anything. Like their first name or just their first name, just their last name, how they look like. Just like at least one of them.
Right.
Makes you think how much we put out there. Yeah.
And then connections. Like how much does this person know this person? Because for me, if I'm like, okay, like for that crew instance one, I was like, okay, this is the crew. I'll go into the crew page. All right. Now I'm just going to scroll through and find out the profile picture who looks like it.
Wow.
Damn.
And then if it's even better if it's like, do you know their name? It's simple. Mm. You just go to the crew page, put in the name. They're there.
You're kidding.
Her mind is big brain.
So you...
Five head. Big brain.
Five head. So you had this stalking phase and you stalked everyone in P1, right?
Yeah. So before I joined P1, it wasn't that it was like, oh my God, like... I love them so much.
You were prawn.
It wasn't like I wasn't a prawn.
I mean,
prawn.
She did that for Ryan, so.
But anyway. Oh no. When I was wanting to join the crew, I was like, "Oh, it'd be so cool to be in Project One, but I'm not good enough yet." So I was just like, "Oh, what are they doing?" So I just wanted all your profile for like pick like what do you call it? Walls on Facebook. Yep. And just like scroll through all of it because they weren't long, so it was just like
because we easy were not very scroll. Old,
yeah. We were young still, so we hardly had any info. And then I was like, oh, okay, I wonder what other stuff Project Beats does. And I was like, oh my god, when I searched Project Beats in YouTube, I saw all these videos, and then I watched all the videos. And then because I just really liked watching it, I just watched it again and again and again. And then somehow, from watching it, because when I watched K pop Corey, I picked up things like that because I was used to it. And then when I watched the Project Beats Corey, somehow I just knew what it was. So when they were recapping it in the studio, I was doing it with them. And they were like, wait, how does she know
there's
the Corey?
There's old Project One routines when like, she wasn't in Project One that she knows.
I don't understand. I don't even know those routines.
Yeah.
I don't know the routines. And I learned them. Okay. And like, even those old like Megabeats and like Project Beats, like crew routines.
And routines.
I don't remember them at all. And Amanda will hear the song and just start doing it. And I think, where is that in your brain?
It's funny because I didn't even sit down and like learn it step by step. I just watched it so much
you
that I just
up.
Memorized
you picked
it
up.
And it's kind of sad. It's like, why is it still in there?
But like, then again, like that's like must be a pretty good skill if you think about it. Like maybe you've got like some really good memory.
Yeah.
Or like a really good memory and a
really
good
at
learning capacity.
Yeah.
Visual learning capacity.
I am good. Like I find that with like school as well. When I like look at something, I can memorize it easy. But if I don't care for it, I'll just forget it because I don't care.
Right.
So I'll like let it out. But if I care about it,
almost like a photogenic memory.
A little bit. Photogenic memory.
Is it photogenic memory?
No.
I thought it was like...
What? Photogenic.
It's not photogenic.
Photogenic
is like
you look good.
You look good. Yeah, no, it's...
Photographic.
Photographic memory.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little bit that.
I feel like it's
kind of
like that because like photographic memory is where you literally like take a mental image and you remember the whole page versus like you remember something just if you watch it or look at it enough times, you remember it.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I think I was better at it as a kid. Now I'm not so much as good, but like
sad.
When I was in primary school, I remember sometimes if I read an assembly, I'd just read it like three times and then I memorize it and I could say
that's
it in front
crazy.
Of them.
That's crazy.
That would be so
that
good
was when
for
I was
speeches
little, though.
Wow. That was so good for speeches.
Yeah, but then when I grew up, it just,
faded out
yeah.
A little bit. You would have been a really good actor. You would have
it
like,
been
scripts really good.
I mean, I was Princess Jasmine.
Okay.
So.
Oh yeah.
This is another story. We need to learn.
We got okay.
Maybe when I have a lot of connection.
Rob and her on. We can tell.
We
that
need
story.
To learn this. Yeah. We need to hear about this story.
Yeah.
There was apparently a kiss.
So yeah, back to kind of your journey. So you after joining Project One, where did you go from there? So you've taken hip hop
journey,
intermediate. You're in their class. How are you?
I got into hip hop XP.
Yeah.
this was one class that I was like, I feel like it'd be cool to get into, but I never got into it.
Yeah, it was an invite only class.
Yeah.
And I low key felt kind of awkward because I was the only Project One member in it, and I was like,
but
where's everyone
like,
else?
You were also on that level, so it's like,
oh, she on that level. She on X game.
X game mode.
No, but yeah, from there I. Like, after getting into Project One, there was just this sudden wave of, like, I want to improve. Because I was just cruising. And then after Project One, I was like, ooh, I be feeling it. And so I took as many classes as I could. But because I had to pay for all the classes myself, because for me doing dance, my parents didn't really agree with it. So I had to pay for classes myself just to make sure that I was able to do what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I had to pay for each individual class that I took. So I couldn't take as many as I wanted. But... Yep. I tried taking two classes and then Project One on the side. Well, not on the side. This is the main. These are the two classes on the side. So I would always keep hip hop and then change the one for each term. So first one, I took hip hop and popping. Second one, I took hip hop and house. Third term, I took hip hop and locking. And then fourth term, I took hip hop and popping again.
Sick.
So I just kept on like...
going around.
Yeah, just trying out the styles. But I just never wanted to do breaking.
And like...
That was the one that I avoided. But now I'd feel like it'd be cool to do.
Awkward. Nah, that's... yeah, I agree. I feel like the whole, like, trying different stuff is really what, you know, built your style in particular. Because you've got your hip-hop foundations and stuff, and you've got all your creativity on top of that, which is, like...
Yeah.
Brings it to a new level.
I always tell people, like, you have to just try out...
different stuff.
Different things to be able to not only, you know... decide what you enjoy, but also create your own kind of identity.
Because again, you don't want to be the same as anyone else.
Yeah,
because that's what really gets you noticed is if you have something individual.
Mm.
And it's not seen often today, like individuality. So it's good.
Mm.
You're doing well.
Oh, thanks, Amanda. Thanks, guys.
So yeah, just years and years of taking that.
Yeah, and then I realized, nah, I like hip-hop. So I just stuck with hip-hop. And I'm the only one in Project One that doesn't have a second style, which is kind of sad. No,
you have,
I don't,
that's
I don't
a lie. Everything else is you have like a taste style. Of every style.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't have a second style. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess. You can say you don't have a second style, but you can still like hold your own.
You can do.
I can fake it.
You can throw a set in every style.
Honestly, when Amanda and I had a breaking battle one time because it was just Chip had a random exercise where we were just making us do different battles in different styles. Me and Amanda had a breaking battle, and I kid you not, that was a really fun battle. Like Amanda and I think I did well.
Yeah,
threw some sick breaking sets that I didn't think we had the capability to do. So. The fact that, you know, you can just throw out something is...
That was
a
fun battle to watch.
I liked mine against Jade's. I feel like those sets were...
That was
were
pretty
the,
good.
Yeah. Because I did breaking against Jade as well. I was just forced to do breaking.
See, that's why, because you don't like breaking.
I like it now, though. Back then, I was like, oh, I have to touch the floor. The floor's dirty. I don't want to touch it.
Germaphobe.
And you can do locking.
Yep.
And you can do a house set.
She can
set.
Do locking very well.
You could even do a whacking set. I saw her do a whacking set the other day.
Oh, yeah.
What else? You could popping. You did. You did well in the online popping battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
So don't
second style.
But I don't,
more
I,
like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 styles.
Yeah.
It's more like if I ever go into a battle, I'm probably never gonna pull out another style because I could probably just hip hop to whatever song.
Hip hop is very. I mean, that's also another reason why you probably don't have a second style. Hip hop is very versatile.
Yeah. I just remember one battle. I think I remember there was like this semi-breaking track. I was like, oh yeah, she's just going to hip hop. She comes out, starts doing a breaking set. I was like, what?
And I
this, is what? Like top, this is like top four in a battle or something.
Yeah, it was top four. Lucky I got like put through because it was with Abby as well. So she like carried us. I was like, why did I do a breaking set?
I was so confused.
I mean, I respect her for giving it a go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's good. That's good that you did it because
a lot of people are afraid to get out of their comfort zone.
For sure. I mean,
when I panic, I get out of my comfort zone and then I'm like, okay, what am I doing now?
I just, that just makes me think about Jade's, one of Jade's sets where she did like locking house and then hip hop.
Yeah.
All in one style. And then the judge's feedback was like, why did you change?
Why did you do like three styles?
You were doing so good with like house at the start. You should just kept it like that. That's funny. That's right. It happens. You panic.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm better with it now.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And I think in those moments, like you learn the most.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree.
You need to fall on your face.
Yes. To get back up. Fall on your face to get back up. So, I want to know a little bit more about, so we've talked about how you've done a lot of hip hop. I want to know about Hip Hop Nation. So you've done Hip Hop Nation 2 years in a row now, right?
Yes.
So explain to the viewers what exactly is Hip Hop Nation.
So Hip Hop Nation is pretty much where a team of eight collectively learns together, grows together, makes a couple of routines together for a big battle.
Cool.
And the battle is just four teams and you verse every single team. So here's my team, there's one person, and then you verse the second team, and then the third team, and then the fourth team, and then that's all the teams. And so whoever gets the most points wins.
So everyone versus everyone.
And then there's also a 1v1, which also helps get points. So even though there's the team battle, so that's eight people versus eight people, the coaches will also choose two representatives to get just like one person to verse to represent the team, pretty much.
Yep.
So it's this big, big battle league.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No, yeah, so that and that goes for about, 10 weeks?
But so this year was a bit different. Yeah, last year it went for about 10 or 12 weeks.
Yep.
This year it went about for like 6-7 months.
That's a bit of a change.
And also we traveled up to, so it was me and Taylor this year. We traveled up to Sydney every week for it.
It's Sydney based.
Yeah, apart from when COVID was really bad, because then we did it over call.
Yep.
But it was still like 5-hour training sessions over the call.
Big.
So we were still pretty drained. So yeah, we learned a lot. It was good.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I think like that's one of the really cool things that you've done is put yourself way outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, 100%.
Going up to Sydney every single week. That's a big commitment.
Yeah.
I mean it's the travel.
You guys like from Canberra to Sydney, it's a good
3-hour drive.
Seven for the whole
time.
Up and back. It's a lot.
On the same day.
It's a lot.
And then you're training for 6 hours, dancing for a long time there.
And then she comes back and she dances all week again.
Yeah.
And works and does all other stuff.
So dances life.
Big props to you, Amanda.
So thanks. How is that experience? How would you
rate it? 10 out of 10?
Yeah, 10 out of 10. No, but how much do you think you've grown from that experience?
I think it's really helpful because at Project Beats, you know, it's the same information going in and going out, which is fine. But to learn from people who just dance completely different to how everyone around you dances and how you dance, it's like, whoa, I have so much more to learn.
Yeah.
Because even though you know you have so much more to learn, when you're in that environment, it's like, okay, I really need to train. So that way I can meet the level of everyone else. So that way I can even like live up to expectations sometimes. So that way you can hold yourself against in not just in the battle, but just like for pride. Just like, okay, I want to represent myself as best I can because I'm traveling for this and I'm learning so much. So I want to make sure that I represent myself well in the battle.
Right. Yeah. And like, I feel like that's a really important thing for like the people who are still starting out. If any of you guys are watching, we hope you are. you know, like battling interstate, it may be scarier, but at the end of the day, that's really where you learn the most is when you go out of your inner circle where we're in PD. Yeah. We learn a lot of the same stuff. And that's why Mal and Chip and Jackson and all that, they all go overseas and interstate. They learn and they bring that knowledge back so that we can learn. So, you know, if you ever feel scared or something to enter a battle or go up to Sydney to take a workshop, just do it. Like it's really the best way to learn.
And also there's nothing to lose.
And there's nothing to lose. Exactly nothing right. If you go up, you know, and get smashed, who cares? You've at least done it.
Yeah.
You get to watch everyone.
And
you got smoked by someone. You get to watch everyone up there. And it's just that enough in itself is learning experience. And you get feedback from judges, which is also a really important thing. You know, you don't know what to improve on if you don't get feedback from judges. So
I think it's also really important, like when you go outside your inner circle, then sometimes things or ideas will just click.
Yep.
Like it might be the same idea that you've been trying to get or the same move or anything like that, but someone else says it a different way, slightly different. And you're just like, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to remove yourself from your everyday.
Yeah.
almost like to a be routine. Able to yeah yeah almost to like be get, able get to have that. New ideas yeah. new pathways yeah yeah
but no, that it's really good to see that you've gone through this big big journey going up to Sydney a lot of dedication involved in that so yeah. big props to you Amanda.
Yeah thanks guys
yeah. I think that's one of the biggest things about your dance journey that I've seen is like your dedication from the start. You,
what was this?
You like can't take compliments. You're just like, oh,
okay, okay, I'm awkward.
Dedication.
No, but like from the start, you paying for your classes out of your own pocket, working when you were really young,
yeah,
to 14. Do the things that you wanted to do, and then from there moving forward, going in and above and beyond, you know, what is quote unquote required of us to be able to learn and bring it back for the next generation and also grow yourself, which is really dope. And yeah, you've definitely repped P1 super hard.
100%.
And Project Beats as well.
And Project Beats. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Woo!
Okay.
I'm still awkward. Yeah, so it's just weird because like, I feel like those sort of things, I feel like most people would do that. They're just not as vocal about it. Because,
what do you mean?
Like, some people might pay for their classes themselves and they're not as vocal about it. So I feel weird taking credit or, being, complimented for something like that. So it is nice that you guys recognize it, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. I feel like everyone goes through their hardships.
Oh, thank you. I was worried. I was really worried.
But, credit to everyone else who does stuff like that as 100%. Well.
I mean, that extends to everyone.
Everyone. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being dedicated enough to do that.
Yeah. It takes, everything in this world is money.
Honestly.
Yeah. So, and the fact that you're able to keep doing what you love and just still being able to do it is really inspiring.
So because you're spending your time
to
doing earn the money.
What you want to do.
To spend more time doing what you want to do.
Exactly.
Right?
Do what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
For sure.
So we've kind of spoken a little bit about your history in dance. A little bit about your
present.
Present. Where do you want to go forward? So what do you want to do?
Yeah, what are your goals?
Yeah.
For now, because I haven't been thinking hella far because for me, I just want to take it one step at a time at the moment. Just focus what's in front of me. For now, I just want to make prelims in a Sydney battle.
Cool.
That's big goal for me right now. Even better if I make top 8 or something.
Yeah.
Because Sydney battles are hard.
Didn't you win a Sydney battle?
Me?
No. Oh, Amanda.
I
You won Hip Hop Nation 1v1? No?
Yeah, but
you didn't?
I mean,
no, it's fine.
It's okay.
No, this invitation's not for me.
No.
Stop it.
Someone else won, not me.
No.
No, I did not get a check, no.
Yeah, but my team is there to back me up, so I want to do one, just me.
Right.
And out in the open, just repping myself.
I get what
repping
you mean.
You
want to rep yourself. Yeah. But still, it was a really good achievement.
Thanks, guys.
Amanda did win a 1v1 battle in Sydney. So.
Boom.
She's kind of already achieved that.
Boom.
But also, yes, I understand what you mean. You want to rep yourself, not repping a team. You want to take it out on your own terms.
Yeah.
You
know? And then also, so that's more solo goals. Next for Project One goals, I just... Even if we don't do a competition, I just want to travel with you guys. That's 100%. A big goal. 100%. It doesn't have to be for a competition or anything.
Yes.
Just want to travel with you guys and learn with each other because what's dance without fun?
Take workshops.
Yeah. Just upskill because that's dance related anyway. And also we'll have a lot of fun doing it.
100%. That's the thing though. I think once COVID stuff clears, do you think travel will be so many people will be traveling?
I don't know.
Possibly.
But then also I feel some people might hang back for a while.
Right. And we don't even know when it's gonna clear.
We have no idea. It could not be next year.
It could be
several years in the future.
Yeah.
So and that's pretty crazy to think about. And I really hope it's not, but you know.
It's okay.
What are some top destinations that you want to travel?
No. This is lightning.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, I didn't even answer it. It's fine.
Oh, good thing she didn't answer that. but so you really want to travel, really want to win or
no, just make prelims.
Make prelims?
Just make prelims. Last time I made tiebreaker for top 16, but I didn't make the tiebreaker. So
right.
I just get to that top 16, man. Just get to it.
Just get that.
Honestly, like, I think some people don't know how hard it is to make top 16.
Honestly.
And it's funny because, you know, we go up a lot and we don't make it past prelims and we're like, oh, damn. And then we go up the next time and we don't make it past prelims and we do it again.
And that
we do
one it again. Time when I was so close, just missed out. It's like, oh, it makes you want to go up more and just 100%. Battle more. Yeah.
Mm. It's always good because, I don't know, every time you lose, it's so much progress.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
Almost like losing is better than winning.
Yes.
Like if you win, 100%. It's like, great, what do I do now? It's like, well, I've achieved it. What's next? Whereas like, if you lose, you're like, oh, I need to do this. I need to be better.
Yeah.
Next time I'm going to beat it. I'm going to win it.
It's so much better getting smoked in a battle than smoking someone.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you smoke someone, it's like, cool. I'm
you're like,
I feel smashed it.
And like, we're not saying winning isn't great. Like if you win, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's great. You've achieved it. But like, it's also like learning, losing is not a bad thing either.
Yeah.
So don't be disheartened if you lose. Don't feel like I'm not good enough.
Mm-mm. And right. And even so, like you're not really losing.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
All right. Well, I think it's time to move on to our lightning round questions.
Rob doesn't even need to put them.
Rob doesn't
need to put the sound effects.
I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, I know what's coming up. All right.
So welcome to Lightning Round Questions. This is where we answer questions quickly but goodly. You know how it works. Quickly but goodly.
Okay.
So my first question for you. Please get your phone ready, Ryan.
I'm ready. I'm quickly but goodly.
Quickly but goodly. What is some top three talents?
Why does it have to be quickly?
Quickly but goodly.
Okay. Number one, dance. Number two, piano.
Ooh.
Number three, playing games.
You did piano for 10 years.
I did do piano for 10 years.
And you've done games for 10 years.
I've forgotten everything about piano, so.
That's a lie. I've seen you play piano.
Not everything, but like it's definitely been a big downgrade.
You ain't like Andy. Andy's like, oh, he's a man with keys.
She used to be a girl with the keys, but no more.
You're still pretty good.
Yeah, you are.
If I practiced, I'd get back into it, but I haven't practiced for like 5 years, so.
There you go.
Right. So you said you're good at games, so why do you keep dying from Enderman?
Ooh.
Okay, wrecked. Next question.
Wrecked.
Top three dance inspirations.
Ooh, okay. So number one would have to be Ibuki. I really, even though she's a whacker, I really like her power, personality, flair.
Sick.
Number two.
Did you say flair?
Flair.
Oh,
okay. Flair.
Flair. Not flair, flair.
Flair.
Number two, Kyoka from Rush Ball. Ooh. I really like her groove. She's really cool. And then number three, Project One and Project B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Suck up.
Okay, look. Nah, y'all inspiring.
No. No, okay. Cool.
All right, next question. Favorite food?
Hot pot.
Wow. Okay.
Hot pot.
Sick.
Favorite K-pop band?
BTS.
Oh, army.
Stop it.
Hey, you stop
it. Everyone's favorite question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
I feel like I'm basic because everyone's been saying teleportation.
But
the thing is, I'm scared of planes. So teleportation would be really good in my instance.
I didn't think about this.
I'm like,
that's your reason?
I don't want to go on a plane. I'd rather just teleport.
But would you do teleportation because you're scared of elevators?
Yeah, right?
I mean, not a bad idea. Like, I wouldn't have to take elevators ever. I need to be up on that level. I'm there, you know?
You want some ramen from Japan?
You're there. You don't have to catch a plane.
Yeah.
It's reason enough, I guess. You hate planes? Don't take planes.
Yeah.
Airport.
So for those of you who don't know, when we went to America, Amanda had panic
really
attacks.
Panic
every time we took off.
Yeah, really bad.
Every time we landed.
She was kind of like sitting there like...
like crying, but like
crying,
not
shaking,
crying.
Just... And then I felt bad for Ryan because Ryan's there trying to comfort her. And he's like, bro, I don't know what to do.
on the way back,
she
drank this. There was like sleepy juice.
Oh, sleepy juice.
So it was supposed to make you
clear
sleep.
Clear juice.
Yeah. Supposed to make you sleep the whole flight.
I didn't
have it. She drank it, threw up like lots. We drank this whole soup.
It was like
bowl.
A cup,
no, not cob loaf. What? Chowder.
Yeah.
Clam yep. chowder clam thing, chowder. But it was tomato instead. It was like the bread ball with tomato soup in it.
Anyway, right. So she threw that all up, bright red.
Sick.
It's nice. And then delicious. She passed out and then went to sleep.
But when I was good. Throwing up in the bag, I was like crying still, like how I normally have the panic attack.
Good stuff.
I was
like, dude, so that's why you would choose
everyone who had that sleepy juice had a horrible flight home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, was Chip was nonstop restless, like an yeah. insomniac. He just was like
awake.
I shouldn't have gotten.
And like he had it, and it was like it was meant to make you sleep. And he was like,
I'm the opposite
sleep.
Of that.
I'm like awake. And then like I think did Jason have it as well?
Zoe had it as well.
Who else had it?
I think that was it.
Just those two.
And like and yeah, you guys just had horrible flights.
It had Zoe one said, job. It had one job to make
to
us
put you
sleepy.
To sleep. And it yeah. did pretty much like the office. Worst thing you could do. Made you really sick and...
I mean, you did sleep.
You still slept because you passed out. But yeah. I feel like that was also your body being like, I'm
terrified.
I am dead.
All right, next question.
Oh, next question.
So, what is your favorite color?
Green.
Okay, nice.
Easy.
These are actually quickly bugger.
These are quickly bugger.
Yeah.
Something you want to achieve this year?
Make prelims.
This year?
This
so,
year?
Actually, yes. Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
So, Destructive Steps is coming up.
Is it?
Oh,
hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
If it doesn't, then my goal is to design a top. Just like make a shirt.
Sick.
From scratch. Just because my mom's a tailor, so I want to learn how to sew.
Sick.
So I want to just make a top from scratch. But if not...
Make me a top. I'll wear it.
I'll do it. Let's do it.
Make me a fancy cool top.
And then if not, yeah, make prelims for ladies' night.
Sick.
Ooh.
Mm. Sick.
Next question. Can you speak Simlish? Simlish.
Simlish.
I messed it up.
Can you speak Simlish?
Yes.
Zalu.
Oh, I was about to say in the next one. Say a word in Simlish.
Hagarabida.
Oh no. It's so good. Yeah. I don't understand. Why?
Shermipa.
The way this came up was they're just making noises at each other. One like, training. Boop, and I'm just beep, like, boop. What?
And
what is going
and
on?
I said, what are you actually trying to like be? And she said, I'm speaking Simlish.
Yeah.
And then Zalu.
Yeah.
And you know, like,
had to butt
the guy. And I was like,
what? Yeah. And then every time, like, for a while, when this meme was recent, we were like, Zalu. Every time we saw each other.
Okay? It's just a thing. So thank you for speaking Simlish and showing everyone you can.
You're welcome.
Next question. If you could eat any dessert right now, what would it be and why?
A better cream puff. Sorry.
Better cream puff.
So me and Ryan had cream puffs before this.
Right.
And they were like, small ones that look like you could buy them from like Coles or Woolworths cream and then they just filled it up with cream themselves.
Yep.
I want a good cream puff right now, like a good one.
Yeah.
Just to make myself feel better.
Mm. So it was not a good experience at the cream puff?
No. But if not, Meat Fresh.
What's Meat Fresh?
Meat Fresh is like, Taiwanese dessert.
Taiwanese, there's like shaved ice.
Shaved ice.
Yeah.
Of course. That was very good.
Yeah.
Shaved ice is very nice.
Mm. Right. Love dessert.
All right. If you could visit one place in the world, where would you go?
Just one?
Just say one.
Okay, let's do top three.
Okay. Number one place I want to go, Japan.
Mm.
I've always wanted to go to Japan. Number two, maybe Korea. I think Korea would be fun.
Cool.
Number three, I want to go to Italy.
Yeah.
Because like all the places that I like going to is like Asian countries, and then
she want
to go to a Euro country. She want to mix it up.
Yeah,
I think it would be a very like romantic, nice little place.
So which places do you want to go with Project One?
Japan, definitely.
Yes, that's number one. I feel like for everyone. Well, I mean, apart from Jason.
Yeah, we all were like awkward. We're so in for Japan.
So in for Japan. Jason's like, I'm not.
I don't want to go to Japan.
Can we go to Europe instead?
He wants to do Euro style hip hop stuff, which I reckon will be also really cool.
Yeah.
Those events look sick.
I mean, both.
Both look sick.
So well.
Yeah, I reckon Japan, Singapore, and then France, maybe.
Cool.
Mm.
Cool.
France.
Sick. And last but not least, where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at Amanda _, so _ Va. And on Instagram and TikTok, same name.
Sweet. She has some really cool TikToks, so please go look at them. She's really underrated TikToker.
Thanks, Josh. But did you know that if you Google Amanda _ Va, it just comes up with a bird?
Sick.
It's not me. It's just a bird.
Did you put this?
What?
Why?
because I tried Google searching myself in my Instagram.
Yeah, I've done but that. It just came up. My photos come up.
Like, my photos come up, but also it's just like this bird.
What type of bird?
I don't know. Here, let me show you guys.
Please look it up. I want to know this bird. No, yeah. Okay. I've looked up myself and my photos come up. And like photos of my sister.
Right.
And like
your Instagram is public. Public though.
My Instagram is public. Yeah. I'm fairly sure most of ours are public, aren't they?
Except for Jade.
Jade, yes. I'm not very popular, but you know, it's public. If you want to go follow it.
No, you're popular.
Thanks, man.
I like your content.
I mean, thank you.
What?
So if you remove the underscores, I realize. Hey, so the underscores Monty's now have it. Hey.
Oh, it's a bird. That's because it's the name of the bird.
Yeah, what type of bird is called a mandevar?
The bird the called bird. A mandevar.
Since when? There's a bird named after me.
Monty's not
saying hey. It's named definitely after named me. After you. Wow, congrats.
It's a really cute bird.
They saw that bird and they said, let's name it after this chick's Instagram.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Let's do that.
So if you want to see the bird, Ryan will insert it here.
Yep.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
Just Google it yourself.
Google it yourself.
It's just a mandevar.
It's just a red bird. It's like a red bird.
She looks like a red bird. It's nothing. You can see the tree.
I thought you had the underscores in it, but it turned out it wasn't. So I'm a liar. I'm sorry.
Rude.
Thanks for lying to all our
fans. They actually named a bird Amanda underscore bar. Like they said, what is the name of this bird? This is an Amanda underscore bar.
It's like, what?
That's funny.
Do you think there's any animals that have underscores or dots or
like hyphens?
Hyphens. I mean, hyphens probably.
Hyphens probably. I mean, that's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
Hyphen.
And like, especially like scientific names as well.
Right.
They have really long names. So they have actual hyphens and stuff in it. But Monty, are you okay, bro?
He's just walking around. He's
just walking around. Come sniff my knee. Come sniff it.
Beautiful.
Good.
He did just that.
Thank you, pal.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, Monty.
I appreciate it.
He's so nice.
He's very kind.
No, he's still sniffing it.
What a lad.
What are you sniffing? Is there anything on it? No, all good? Good boy.
All right. That'll bring
us to... That was our lightning round questions.
Yes. Bring us to our next segment, which is...
What music are you listening to?
Yeah.
Awesome. That was great.
That's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
That was
awesome. So welcome to What Music Are You Listening To? This is the segment where we talk about what music we are listening to.
What?
No way.
I never knew that.
No way.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it?
So today, actually this week I haven't been listening to an album per se. I've been listening to a playlist that I created, and it's just called Piano. And it's just some nice piano music. You know, some really chill stuff. I like listening to soundtracks.
Yep.
So it's a lot of the background music and soundtracks from...
Oh, no.
Monty nearly got himself wrapped up in my charger. Background music to anime and things.
Sick.
TV shows and things like that. So, yeah, it's... I think I have a K-drama in there as well. But anyway, it's good stuff. I enjoy listening to it, and I don't know, this week I'm just like, nah. Just listen to piano.
Listen to random stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what I've been listening to. I guess they can't find it anywhere. If you follow me on Apple Music.
Apple Music.
It's Ryan underscore RT.
Ryan underscore RT.
Because you can't do dot.
Like the bird.
No, you can't do dot.
Like the bird. Like the bird. if any of you have Apple Music, I guess you can find me there. Yeah. You can also find my other playlist there. Some secret ones.
Ooh. Okay. Mm.
Steal all his music.
No, please don't. Please, I spent so long.
So, Amanda, what have you been listening to?
For me, yeah. Oh, actually, I have been listening to an album. I've been listening to Bruno Major's recent album. I don't know. I think it's called Old Soul. Is it? Wait, no. It's called... I don't know what it's called. I just really like the songs on it. Wait, I can find the name of the album. Give me a second. Wait.
Is it called Regent Park?
To Let a Good Thing Die.
Oh, why did I... Oh, no, that's a song on it.
Yeah, it is.
To Let a Good Thing Die.
Yeah. Sick. But I really like all the songs on there. They're all really nice. It's just the vibe. I have three songs that I've been playing on repeat because I'm just in a feel-good mood.
In a feel-good mood?
So one of them is called Do It by Chloe X Halle. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Spell it out.
I feel like I know it.
H-A-L-L-E.
Play a little bit.
Yes, I do know the song.
All right. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. All right, that's it. That's all you can learn. That's it. Yeah. No, stop it. Please, okay. please, the copyright, the content police.
And then the second one has been this song called These Words.
Ooh. Oh.
That's your sneak part. But yeah, I've been really feeling that song. It's a bit of an oldie song, but it's just feel good. And the third one.
Had a real like old hip hop vibe.
Yeah, yeah. This one is just like a chill like. Ooh.
Oh, inner feels.
Ooh.
Inner feels.
But then gets a little bit of a hip hop beat into it.
Sick. Ooh, okay. Damn.
Yeah. I've been into like more slow jam recently. Jams. Just.
Sick.
Thinking sick. And jamming.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh,
no. Oh, poor boy.
Hey, no, it's not food.
It's okay.
It's my charger. It's
is,
not food.
It is charger, not snake.
Maybe he's hungry.
Maybe he's hungry.
That's why. Okay, what about you, Josh? What
have you been listening to? I've been listening to so much more like locking music because I need it for my class. And I'm listening to Michael Jackson. And man, Michael Jackson's a really good singer.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's a really good artist. And like I listen to all those old music and like just lots of funk.
Sorry.
Yeah, to expand my playlist with locking so that I can teach my classes better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically what I've been listening to a lot of. And also like a couple other random songs like, you know, On Chill.
On Chill.
With Jeremiah.
No.
I don't know it either.
Actually.
Hold on.
He's playing it. He's bringing it up.
Where is it?
Oh, is this like the drop?
Okay, it's really not.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
It's vibey.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool.
What are some...
And then, sorry, my favorite song that I found recently. Oh, no. I don't know if it exists anymore.
What?
I like it how in this segment it's mostly us just scrolling through our phones being like,
Wait,
here it is.
I sent this song to Ryan, actually.
Oh.
Because I found it and it was my favorite song. Anyway, Ryan knows the song I'm talking about. It's called Doing Numbers by, is it Sol Tiet?
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's 41, 42, 43, 44.
Yes.
It's good. Like, it was a good song.
So good.
Banger.
Have you seen the music video?
Yes, I have. He's like sitting on like a beach. He's like,
wow. It's good. It's so good. Oh, man.
You guys got to show me this later.
I'll show you after. I think I've got it on TikTok.
One thing
somewhere.
I want to ask.
Yes.
What is your, like, what are some locking artists that you listen to?
Locking artists.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of James Brown
as
well. So, James Brown, Michael Jackson, of course. I've got some Justin Timberlake in here as well.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty cool music that.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
A little bit of a funky vibe to it, and yeah, like a whole bunch of other ones. Call the Gang. So yeah,
nice. Good.
Lots of different people. It's lots of funky song creators out there.
Yeah. the funk. Yeah. All right, well, that's,
yeah, that was it. What music are you listening to? Yeah. Fantastic.
We had to harmonize with that.
Usually people don't.
I did harmonize. I was just in ultrasonic. You can hear me.
Oh, okay.
That's great. Fantastic. Awesome. Well, that concludes all of our segments today.
Oh, so we're about 50 minutes in.
50 minutes in. That was a good.
Good short episode.
Is there, anything you want to leave our prawns with?
Yes, leave our prawns.
I don't know if it's sticking. Yeah. I don't know.
Prawns.
Yeah.
We'll see what
you guys think.
See the verdict.
We had a comment.
That's it.
I literally at the exact same time.
We had a comment.
Oh my God. Guys, we got a comment for the first time in like months.
Draco Nation.
Draco Nation.
Our boy.
He's coming through with the comment.
It might be, we don't know if it's a boy.
Oh,
they're back.
We got their back, yo.
Our person's back.
Draco Nation.
Our biggest prawn.
Draco Nation, are you a prawn?
I hope you're a prawn, Draco Nation.
I hope you're a prawn.
Surely you're a prawn.
If you don't like prawn, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't like prawn
so
either.
So Ryan actually sent this to me. I can't remember. I think it was at work.
Yeah.
And he said, bro, Draco Nation's back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And he sent me the comment. It was on Jade's video from last week. And... and you know, I'll read it out. It says, I think this podcast is underrated. Keep it up. I've been enjoying them. I also want to say I enjoy this episode in particular because I had injuries playing sport and could relate to what Jay was talking about. The mental part of the PTSD was the most difficult part for me, but I was able to overcome. Keep it up, guys. So that's really good to hear that, like, so you know, it resonated with a couple people.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Jay did really have a really difficult journey with her dance because of her knees being broken the entire time, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's really hard in break, like having injuries in anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sport or
because you
thing it is.
Movement,
you know,
is part of life, right?
And especially for us dancers where, you know, in sports you may have a soccer ball and if that soccer ball breaks then you can't play soccer. You know, with us, our instrument or our tool is our body.
Yeah.
And if we break our body, then of course we're not going to be able to do it. So, you know, just the, yeah, thank you, Draco Nation, for, you know, giving us those kind words. And, you know, we're glad that you got something out of it and,
yeah, and
you know, resonated with it.
We're happy that you also made it through your injury.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
good work.
Congrats. Well
Hang
done.
In. You can do it.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's already passed it. So good work. They are already past it. Good work.
Good work. And thank you. Thank you for commenting.
Thank you for commenting.
Oh my
gosh.
It
was very nice.
Wow.
We appreciate it.
We love the comments. Finally, the comments.
Yeah. They're back.
Yes.
We're getting one per
because
video
it was
now.
Always the end.
It was always like, at the end we had a little comments section.
Yeah.
But then we didn't have any comments.
Then we didn't have any comments.
But it's okay. We got one back.
First honestly, when I saw it, I nearly teared up.
You're like,
no. I was like,
Draco Nation.
You made our week, Draco Nation.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Cool. But yeah, that was all of our segments today. Really want to thank you, Amanda, for coming on
to the
show today.
Is there anything else you want to say to our viewers
or
to anyone who's watching or to yourself in the future?
Or to yourself in the future. Look back and be like, man, I was a weeb.
Where's Hot Takes with Bayan?
You missed the hot take then. What? That's the time. The hot take, you missed the hot take where the hot take was, it won't always be a hot take.
Yeah, the hot take is that there won't always be a hot take.
Yeah.
No, but I want
because then you never know.
But then you never know when it's coming. That's why it's a hot take, because you can't expect a hot take every single week.
Okay, hot takes with Bamanda.
Okay, hot takes with Bamanda, go.
This cup has tea in it. The cup that I've been drinking.
Is it hot or is it cold now?
No, it's cold now.
Yeah, of course it'd be cold. So it's really a cold take.
Hot takes with Bamanda.
What? You've ruined my segment.
You've ruined the hotness of the hot takes.
Wow. I guess that's it. I guess I'm never bringing hot takes back.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Do you want to see the hot takes or not?
Wink, wink.
I don't know if I enjoyed that segment.
Me too.
Yeah, I enjoy the hot takes.
I can't believe no one knew what Oggy and the Cockroaches were.
I just wasn't.
Yeah. I can't believe you.
Sorry.
I
knew the hot dog stand.
You have weird expectations of people.
I knew the hot dog stand.
I expect you to know about that show, man.
But yeah, Monty's getting really restless.
Yeah,
this episode.
He might be really hungry.
What's up with him?
All right.
Monty
might end it.
Well,
okay,
thank you for listening, Prawns.
Yes,
that
prawns.
Is what I wanted to
She's
say.
She's outroing us now.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, surely I become a host as well now.
All right, outro boy.
Hit it. Outro, let's go. Hit the outro.
Ah, crap.
You know what to say?
No.
Right, can you call me Outro Boy?
Outro Boy, hit us out.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's me, Outro Boy. Okay. thank you guys for watching. Thank you for commenting, if you
yes.
do.
Yes.
We really appreciate you guys watching and supporting and liking and subscribing
yes.
To our podcast, wherever you are listening.
Yeah.
Please leave a review if you want. You can do it in-app. It really helps us out.
Yes, really
And if you want to find us on social media, you can find us at Project One Official on Instagram.
Yes.
You can subscribe to our actual YouTube. You can follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
If it's not banned for you.
yeah, true. Ooh.
If it isn't banned.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, thank you guys for watching again. I'm Ryan. You can find me at ryan.rt.
I'm Josh. You can find me at josh.page.
Josh underscore page seven. I feel like I've reminded
you. Why do you always forget?
Because I don't remember. Anyway.
Wow.
You can find me, Amanda, at Amanda_var.
Or just Redbird.
Just Redbird. Just Google Redbird and that'll be me.
Change that to your profile picture.
Just the Redbird.
You should. And then I'll see it in the building. Oh, well, that's Amanda.
That's Amanda Var.
Yeah, yeah. That's the bird.
Your profile picture is puppy cat, right?
It is puppy cat.
All right, sick.
Cool.
Anyway, that's it. Thank you guys for watching.
This has been Project One.
Signing out.
What is going on?